This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The news from Brazil's slums, known as favelas, is usually grim, like the spate of violence in October that was punctuated by the downing of a police helicopter. But there are those who are fighting against the odds in the favelas, including a Rio de Janeiro socialite who's also dedicated her life to teaching and trying to save the poorest of the poor in some of the worst favelas. NPR's Juan Ferrero has her story from Rio de Janeiro.
The name of the school is all touchy-feely, Children of the Golden Rainbow. And when the founder, Ivan Becerra de Melo, gets there in the mornings, it's all hugs and kisses.
Bom dia. Tudo bem?
But once classes start, it's all business, just the way Becerra de Melo likes it. She quickly begins class her way, with a group of pint-sized students singing ditties usually not heard in the favelas. The students quickly switch to French. And then it's on to Spanish. Becerra de Melo then presses them with a memory game to repeat numbers or phrases as fast as they can.
5, 2, 4, 3, 9, 2, 1, 2.
5, 2, 4, 3.
Becerra de Melo said the idea is to engage children who've been written off by society.
What's my goal? My goal is to diminish the intellectual gap between classes. This is the issue for Brazil, for India, for doesn't matter who. You can give food, you can give clothes, okay, but the intellectual gap will be there. And so no way of improving a country. But who takes care of the brain? I'm taking care of the brain.
Lately, Brazil and its popular president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, have gotten worldwide attention for lowering poverty and closing the gap between rich and poor. Some economists say Brazil's a model for the developing world. But this country of 190 million remains a nation of stark inequalities, and Becerra de Melo knows it better than most. She was raised in affluence in Rio de Janeiro, studied sculpting in Europe, languages in Sweden and Italy. She speaks 6 languages. Her husband is a hotel magnate. Her home's in one of Rio's most elegant neighborhoods, a big apartment crammed with artworks, and it's got a lovely view. On weekends, she rides show horses and relaxes in a country house in the mountains. Then came the Candelaria, back in 1993.
Menos 2 soldados da Polícia Militar do Rio participaram da chacina da Candelaria.
TV News recounted how police opened fire on street children outside the Candelaria Church in Rio, killing 8. The brutality shocked the world, and Becerra de Melo went on a mission.
From that day, my life changed very much. I was already committed to children activists. The question was, what's to do next for me? That's why I took the survivors, and I went down a bypass and built this project in the streets with the survivors.
With 62 children who lived in the streets around the Candelaria, she started a school, first under a downtown viaduct. The walls made from flimsy wood planks. The roof was the bridge itself. Times have changed. These days, the kids learn modern dance. The school is now 12 years old, growing thanks to donations from philanthropists from around the world. It's located on the edge of a favela called Maré. It was once a swamp. Now it's a neighborhood of dark, forbidding corridors where 3 drug gangs battle it out. Becerra de Melo School is not bright and airy. The classrooms are cramped. The stairwells are narrow. But it's stocked with books, has a computer lab, blackboards, desks, and teachers push the children hard, and not just on academics.
Brenda,
Transporte? Não. Temporal provoca estrago em Niterói.
Becerra de Melo says she makes it a priority to emphasize the little things, like the way children talk.
If they want to go forward in life, they have to speak correctly. And so what they do here is to learn all those details we work out here. And so in the age of 10, they behave very good, they talk very good, they know things, they can hold a conversation, it doesn't matter what subject, because they're training since they are 4 years old.
It's still an uphill battle. Children in Maré suffer from AIDS and broken families. Violence is a fact of life. Becerra de Melo says 360 children she's known and worked with have died. But Becerra de Melo won't give up. She's 62 now, looks 20 years younger, and runs around with as much energy as one of her students. One boy, Brandon Santora da Silva, is just 6 and arrived recently at the school, hardly able to talk. He lives with his mother and 5 siblings in a cinder block room, barely 6 by 10 feet. One bed, no running water, no bathroom. His mother is Lídia Gomes Almeida. She says her boy used to fight and run away from home. Now he's obedient, calmer. She says he's even learned to write his own name. Becerra de Melo doesn't call Brandon a success story. It's too early for that, and she's a blunt pragmatist. But that's not to say she's not optimistic about her children, as she calls them. It's an opinion she often shares with Rio's elite, who have at times shunned her. Becerra de Melo says those elite scorn the poor in their midst, whom they blame for the city's crime.
Many people say to me, you're crazy. You cannot raise the favela kids. And I said, okay, come to it and see. Just see for yourself that it's possible to do that. I work hard on that, you know. I want to change that pattern, that favela kids are bandits. But it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task.
Increasingly, though, people are starting to listen. She was recently hired to coach 150 teachers from some of Rio's toughest public schools. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Our story was produced by Peter Breslow. To see photos of Yvonne Becerra de Melo in action with her students, you can go to our website, npr.org.